This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I hear people right now. I knew it. You gave that Negro wings, and now he's just a full-fledged robot. Look at this Anthony Maggot. Robo Black. Anthony Maggot, man. Hey, listen. We're talking about this movie Outside the Wire. And I need to review this for one, just in case anybody thought that this was a documentary about the show The Wire.
Yeah. When I saw the title earlier this week, I thought it was connected to The Wire. I was just telling Chris, like, I thought, well, maybe this is like the El Camino of The Wire, where we take some characters and follow them after the fact.
Or you think it's like a... maybe like the Fresh Prince is like a reunion show.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, or it's like a behind the scenes documentary of what happened with The Wire. It's going to be on HBO. No.
Drop that.
No, it's about a fucking cyborg Anthony Mackie. That's all it is. And you know, and
he's been doing a lot of sci-fi lately.
He really has. And that is the reason why I want to talk about this. People, we're talking about Outside the Wire. Now, this is number one on Netflix, so that's one of the reasons why I want to talk about it, because January is kind of slow. Sometimes, you know, you get weeks where there's no movies coming out. Well, no movies really come out theatrically, but no major movies. But if there's something on Netflix that's interesting, we'll go over there, or streaming in general. Mm-hmm. The other thing is with this, I've always said, this is where I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I've always said, you know what? I'm always looking for more diverse leads or lead roles in more genres. Mm-hmm. You know, because we usually have a certain type that is in the lead, especially when it comes to things like anything from romance movies to fantasy, and especially sci-fi.
Sure. Yeah.
White guys, I'm familiar with it, yes.
You said it. Glad you said it.
Well, there's always been certain types of movies that you don't ever see black people lead. Or rarely do. And sci-fi is one of them. Mm-hmm. And also quirky indie dramas, which is why I was so in love with Sorry to Bother You and the Last Black Man in San Francisco. And then you get to say Watchmen or Lovecraft Country, where it's like, wait, this is hardcore sci-fi with a predominantly black cast. Yeah. So this is finally starting to happen.
So that's why I'm like, well, let me go ahead and support right here, because you're exactly right. This is something that seems to be an upward trend that is, you know, for all, look, at its most basic level, it's very positive. Mm-hmm. So with this, I said, let me go in here and watch this and talk about this. Because, you know, what you have here, and I feel obligated to watch this, because what you have here is true science fiction. It's 2036. It's the future. So with that, you have a civil war going on in Eastern Europe. And in the midst of all the chaos, now here's where things get kind of crazy, you know, maybe you heard it before. In the midst of all this chaos, there is a big criminal. You can even say probably a war criminal. And he wants a nuclear bomb, or several.
The codes
to the nuclear bomb so he can rule the world.
That's about it.
We start with the very real war between Russia and Ukraine.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And
that moves into world domination.
That moves into some
and
James
cyborgs.
Bond shit. Yeah. Damn, don't you want this warhead for nothing else, man? No, I want to rule the world. That's it, man. Why does anybody else want nuclear warheads? They want to rule the world. What you going to do when you get it, bitch? I don't know. Let me get it first. I'll check it. Just give me them nukes, though. Yeah, man. Fortunately, we have advanced way beyond James Bond to the point now where we have pretty much a oiled up cyborg black man that can go after this madman here and hopefully prevent something that would threaten millions of people in the world. As long as his partner doesn't fuck things up, who just don't listen to nobody.
No. Yeah. I was like, which military is he in? he just does not understand the core concept of chain of command.
The military that he don't listen to, that's what he's in. The military below me. I'm in the military of me.
Army of one.
Army of one. And that one don't know a fucking thing. Or maybe he does. Well, expand on all this and more as we get into this trailer and our review for Outside the Wire. And after that, we'll bring you our opinion of this film.
Sir, looking for Captain Leo.
You must have really messed up if they sent you to Leo.
As ominous as hell.
What that motherfucker want with me? he's looking up from a desk. Shit, what were you reading? What?
Heard somebody call his name. Bionic hearing.
You must really messed up if they sent you to Leo.
Do you know why you're here?
Yeah, because I broke chain of command.
Harp, he's not like us.
You're up.
You're commanding officer, and I'm gonna give you 60 seconds to deal with it.
Yes, sir.
He's like, yeah.
See something you like?
You're like, you know I'm gonna fuck you, right? I'd be like, fuck, man. What are you trying to do?
I mean, I'm over the cyborg part.
Shit, stop looking at me.
What are you, AI?
I'm Gump's AI. I'm a prototype, and my existence is classified. But I can't do this alone. I need someone who can think outside the box. That's why you're here.
I chose you.
You got a picture of her?
I'm not even having this conversation.
Hey, it's fair game, rookie. She's a hottie. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey.
Mike. Yeah, I didn't know you like to get naked.
I know.
Sure. PCP. That's what you had, rookie boy.
This is straight up Terminator Training Day.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. Gummy bear.
Oh, my gummy bear.
Please, tell me what you know.
In front of him?
You can trust him.
These are your informants?
Listen, I'm a combat soldier, but I feel more than you think. I can't do this with eyes on me.
They put your tracker in your back?
Sometimes you gotta get dirty to see any real change. Welcome to the war, kid.
This seems a bit beyond protocol for whatever you are. Nothing
I
can say now.
I need you to trust me, Harp.
What will you do with so much power?
We can be good allies.
In extreme situations, I have the ability to break the rules just like you.
What's going on, Harp?
I removed this failsafe.
You did what?
If your war machine turns against you, why should I care?
How long do you think you'll survive out here on your own?
What are you using me for?
Do you trust me?
So pretty much, the theme of this movie is, this could even be the title, niggas don't listen to shit. Because not only do you have a dude in here, movie opens up with a dude who don't listen to any of his commanding officers at all.
No. I guess he's Air Force, so yeah. The discipline is less than the Marines, but still, I was like, come on. You everybody has to tell you, call me sir, don't speak unless ask the question.
Constantly. My man has a reason. The movie opens up with him giving a command to do something, and he says, look, if I do this, it's going to kill more people than it's probably worth. So I get where he's coming from. I'm just saying, but there's a theme that's going on, because once he leaves, we get to, and I don't know why the government would build, a cyborg black dude that don't give a fuck about what you say at all. It's like, why would the government build that? Yeah. Why would the government build a robotic black man that don't want to hear what you got to say?
Well, as far as him being black, they do explain that.
No, and I'll get to that in a little bit. I'll get to it a little bit. And even then, I'm just kind of like, well, that would even explain things too well because that logic is flawed.
I mean, it was one where I was like, huh, all right, I don't have enough evidence to argue against that. I can kind of see where you're coming from. It's a movie. I'll go with it. But there are not nearly enough safeguards going on here. Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea of his creation is we want to make an emotional robot. It's like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
As soon as you do that, it's going to be a lot of problems.
The first thing that they did when they gave, because what you're dealing with, people, imagine if you had, take Denzel Washington as Alonzo from Training Day and combine it with the Terminator.
Uh-huh.
And you got this dude right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this dude, the moment they created him, he's like, I don't give a fuck what you have to say. I'm going to do what I... Why would you... Like, there's no one... He doesn't have a handler. Listen, I'm not talking about some slave thing or anything like that. It's just like, it could be black or white, but you created a machine that just has free will to
That's
do what
autonomous.
It wants to do.
Yeah.
And it's like... No one's watching him.
Yeah.
He's driving a car and saying, hey, Ricky, what's up? Get in the car with me.
Well, we've built this superior device that will never turn on humans because there's no history of that, right?
Yeah, bullshit.
History of that.
Bullshit. He's like, I'm doing things. My mom, he got behind a wheel. He drove up and said, I'm doing shit my way.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what this deals with. You're dealing with pretty much a Terminator that can feel pain, has emotions, and has a sense of humor. Like, they programmed him to just curse a lot and talk crazy to people.
I could go with that because he has to interact with humans, so it's fine.
I like it. I can
it's like
a
stealth
too.
Unit almost.
But that they would program him to feel pain. That's when I was like, wait, why would you do that?
Well, they explained that. They said so that he could have more empathy towards people.
Oh, that's right.
So I did get it.
Okay.
They say that, but then he killed a lot of people throughout this movie. He does not care.
Well, no, he killed a lot of people that were bad. You know?
He assessed the situation and thought, hey, to save lives, these people must go.
And plus, he says that when I do it, I'm sexy as fuck. Hey, man, you know, I'm like Jax from Mortal Kombat. Except my whole torso is metal.
That's right.
Now, you know, I like the concept, people. I really do. It's not. Don't think I'm complaining about this because I just want to come in and pick on this movie. There's a lot of things here that I actually do like in theory. With this has ambitious influences. Mm-hmm. As we said, this goes anywhere from Terminator to 2001, A Space Odyssey. To Training Day. Mm-hmm. But out of all of that, out of all those high ambitions, the movie looks up and says, yeah, mama, but what I really want to do is be Call of Duty. And like, boy, you got all these ambitions. You just want to blow up shit. That's right. That's all I want to do. I just want to shoot and blow up shit. But you are so smart. You know, that's what this like.
Well, I had that conflict throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Where I was like, is this a dumb action movie that at times does have something to say and is smarter than what it is?
Yeah.
Or is this a smart action movie that still can't help but be dumb?
Well, that's exact, man. No, I see your dilemma right there. Because, you know what? This is like talking to a really smart person who has some really good ideas and all they want to do is just play video games all day. All you want to do is just shoot stuff, blow up stuff. They just want to play shooters all day, and they're probably smoking weed while they're doing it. Because this movie is like those, you know, it's like those people who they start out saying something that might sound smart, and then you realize
right when you bring your friends over to listen to them.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's talking some deep shit, and then you get on there, it's like, damn, you ain't got shit to say. You realize quick they ain't got shit to say. I mean, that's what this movie does. This movie is like has this whole pitch is, what if the government created a weapon of war that reflected on the nature of war itself? Oh, and that weapon was a black man. And at that point, you're like, well, shit, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
what's up?
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, and... Fuck, man, I don't know. That's you. Shit, I don't know.
I mean, we're going to blow up a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, this is it. Shit, I don't know. I was too busy blowing up motherfuckers over here. You know, you ain't got... People, this movie, to me, it just has a bunch of ideas, and it chooses... And they're great ideas. Mm-hmm.
And some of it is executed well.
Yep. I'm not I'm not harping on this movie bad. It's just that, you know, if you think they're going to expand on these concepts and ideas that they have, they don't. They choose. I tell you what they do. They choose to be an action film.
Yeah, there's a lot of setup of interesting ideas, but it ends in every single storyline. They set up very generically. It's like it just okay. This is the obvious conclusion. That's what you picked, and I'm just like I'm just kind of bored by it at the end because this is you predict all this at the halfway point.
I sort of didn't, but not in a good way. Because I found myself going with it. I was like, all right. So you're borrowing from this,
yeah.
And this is starting out
bit
highly influenced by Training Day, without me realizing, like, oh, you just straight up rip off by the time you get to the second act. But I was like, there's so many different things it's bringing up. And I was like, you know what? If you want to explore this, this would be good.
Yeah.
But it just you realize it doesn't have it in it to do that. It's enough to bring it up and get so close to being something important. And it can't quite cross over. And I think a lot of what carries this are the actors themselves. Just like after the opening, when they bring in Michael Kelly early on, I was like, man, I love Michael Kelly. Mm-hmm. And he's great when he's dressing down.
Michael Kelly, he was the officer that, let me see here. Oh, there he is right there. Hold on. I liked this guy ever since I saw him in Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, right. Oh, wow. Yeah, and a lot of people know him from House of Cards.
House of Cards, yeah.
And then Anthony Mackie. I was full of charisma, digging him. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, he's doing Denzel. Like you say, he's Alonzo from Training Day. Mm-hmm. But I was really into, like, just what he brought to it. So it had me following the whole thing. It's just there's that point. I mean, you know, I was like, even kind of like, hey, you know, it's not great, but I'm enjoying it on a certain level. I don't know why everybody's dogging on this movie. Then we hit that third act and that ending.
Yeah, you know, listen. You know, like I said, it has a lot of great ideas, and it's too bad because, you know, a lot of these ideas are cool, and I like them, especially if you're going in cold.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going in cold.
Yeah, I didn't expect Anthony Mackie's the robot because I didn't see any trailers. Yeah, like, he's a robot! I thought he was just weird. Hard ass.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Look, I didn't see the trailer for this.
Yeah.
They spoil a lot in the trailer. I would spoil now at this point. It's too late, but do not watch the trailer for this movie.
Which is too late.
It's too late right now. Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't know anything about this movie going into it. I just knew it was a sci-fi film.
Yeah.
I thought it was like an apocalyptic sci-fi film. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're going in cold, it really does not tell you what it is. And you just kind of drop into things. Like, you know, at the beginning, you're dropped into a futuristic military with these robotic soldiers that are equal parts badass and also kind of creepy.
Gomps, as they call them.
Gomps, as they call them. I don't know because they run like Forrest Gump. Or, you know,
they don't really explain it.
They don't. They're
kind of derpy. They just kind of stand there and take everything.
They're not intelligent like he is.
Yeah.
So you know, it's equal parts really badass and also kind of creepy because of the way they move. Because they, you know, it's Uncanny Valley, man. They move like they have the movements of people, but of course, there's something about them that's completely off. Like they don't have any heads or anything. And you know, you get in that whole area now where it's like it's almost like a Neil Blomkamp movie. Like,
mm-hmm. I was gonna say aesthetically, if this borrows a lot from Neil Blomkamp's early work, especially District 9.
District 9 kind of feeling going on with it. You know, it even has sort of an insightful vision of Eastern Europe. You know, in Eastern Europe is they show that immigration really has made it more diverse. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of Asians and what I presume to be a lot of Africans in the depiction of Eastern Europe. So when you look at it, it's like, man, there are a lot of great ideas that they had with this film here. You know, and also one of the things I like, they question like America's role with their use of their military power. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd sit up there and actually say, yeah, you don't care about anybody else when it comes to killing them except you know?
Yeah, and the movie, you know, it's big on condemning drone strikes.
Yep.
I mean, that's the big theme of the whole thing.
Yeah, no, it really is from the very opening of it. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And look, like we said, at this point it's too late, but if you don't know about Anthony Mackie's character, that's kind of a big reveal that happens that could push you back. I had this brother's expression right here when that happened in the film.
I don't have any specialist training as a field agent.
Don't worry.
I'm special enough for both of us.
That's what you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know,
what's
exactly.
What does that mean?
you don't say that kind of shit when you take your shirt off. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck? I was the same way. I was like, holy shit. I didn't know that. And they put it out there. They say, he's not like us. I should have known. I thought he just had PTSD
or a hard ass or something.
That's what I was thinking when somebody's like, yeah, he's not like us. You would go back to him like, you couldn't elaborate on that shit.
Yeah, they're just messing with it. They're just fucking with him at that point.
You couldn't have said I was hanging out with a robo Negro back on. Man, come on, man.
I will say, I do like aesthetically how different he is, typically from like robot soldiers or anything.
Oh, yeah.
He's not, I mean, yeah, we were saying he's like Terminator, but not like the design at all, because for the most part, he has like a metal spine, metal arms, but most of him is just kind of has like this gel inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of interesting. Very skeleton, very minimal skeleton structure.
Yeah.
And so that was cool aesthetically.
And when they get close up on it, you see it's kind of a mesh weave that's all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Think of it more of an advancement of, don't think of it as a robot or even an android or anything. Think of it as like a synthetic human from Alien or Aliens or something. Yeah. Like
sure.
That.
Biomechanical.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. It was different.
Yeah, yeah. I like the design, man. I like the idea behind the design.
Yeah.
And it seems like they wanted to explore that more, but the way they explored it was just in bits of dialogue and, you know, maybe answering a question. Somebody would ask a question and they just gave a quick answer. Mm-hmm. And that's about as far as that they would expand on that, man. The dialogue so much, man. It goes into just macho posturing with everybody. Like, even when they get into these deep, I didn't want the movie to stop and have Anthony Mackie look up in the sky and ponder, you know, what is human? You know, I didn't want him to
have an existential crisis.
Would not have liked that at all.
Yeah. No, but I just would have, like, you know, have maybe we had just expanded on these ideas of him being a synthetic human besides just either, you know, giving real quick, very minimal word answers, or as I said, just, you know, just standing in front of body and just doing that male macho posturing with people.
What will you do with so much power?
That's between me and my creator.
Bitch! it's kind of thing. You know, like, man, you know, I that would have been fine had we maybe we answered some of the questions earlier, but a lot of it is like the tone of what we see.
Well, sure, because as we get to this point, it becomes more of a, I mean, it's already happened, but it's been a video game through a lot of the middle of it.
That's exactly what it is.
And then this is really more like a video game. And I'm not disparaging video games, just some of them are written kind of shallow like
sure.
this. Yeah. And well, you had the villain, Greyjoy, there.
Yeah.
Playing Greyjoy, by the way.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. Yep.
Where he's just, you know, he is the villain from a video game.
Call of Duty, specifically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Call of Duty. And it's all that same kind of dialogue, and it's like, man, somewhere in the middle you guys are really hitting on something, and it's too bad you can't follow through, but you're just looking towards your big action piece ending.
Yeah, what it is just they loved it's just they feel like a mention is giving a lot of credence to these ideas, and it's really not. It's a mention. It's like fleeting. It's like, man, it would be nice if we could really kind of talk about this more or work it into the story more. But when somebody asks a question and you just give a quick answer, we move on to the next action scene. It's a little frustrating for something that shows promise, especially when they attempt to do it, because there's something here that I thought they did handle well, and had they been in a movie that was doing it better, it would have meant something more. They address race without this being a movie about race.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I liked about this. It's like they ask, or he addresses why he looks like he does. When we say looks like he does, they address why. Well, why didn't they choose a white guy?
You ever wonder why I look like this, Harp?
What?
Chiseled cheekbones? Funny.
Like, quit bullshit.
Yeah, come on, man.
That's like an improvised line. He's just like, man.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, obviously. But come on. Yeah.
You're like, look, I know I'm pretty as fuck, but you be messing around.
Anthony Mackie took a long pause.
Why would the Pentagon pick my face to represent the United States Marines?
Why wouldn't they make me a blonde-haired, blue-eyed,
All-American varsity Peckerwood.
By the way, he just said fuck you to Captain America.
He did Chris Evans. He said he should have winked at the camera and went, yeah, yeah. I'm talking to you, Chris.
I made that hungry right there. Yeah, fuck Captain America, right? I knew you'd like it. You wrote that line, yeah. Didn't you?
I just thought it might be robotist.
Bitch. Oh, sorry. You got jokes.
My sleeve might say U.S., but my face conveys neutrality, makes people calm.
Apparently, you ain't met Karen because your face makes Karen anything but calm.
But I could get that being in another country where it's not so, except a blue-eyed, blonde hair. Typical, stereotypical American.
Yeah, where they pretty much send Captain America in.
Yeah, like yeah. He comes in, it's like, oh.
Yeah, of course. This and they'd be like, yeah, this is typical America. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't like his black ass, but damn, y'all can do something different.
You know, how many black people are in Eastern Europe at this point, though? So they're like, I don't even know how to react to you.
They got Africans coming over.
No, you're right. Coming because over. Of immigration,
see,
I know.
There's two ways I'm looking at it. Like, I get it, but the other thing is like, I still don't think like a black person would keep them calm. You know, I think they'd be like, oh, you know, you just like a robo immigrant. You know, great. Now the immigrants are making like fucking cyborgs.
It's less of that image of this, you know, alternate Aryan coming in and putting their boots on your neck. It's like, okay, you come from America, yeah. But you're a downtrodden class also.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
It was
no.
One of the few explanations in the movie. One of the, you know, the answers they gave, which mm-hmm. A lot of the answers I think throughout this film just feel like it doesn't make any goddamn sense, especially with the emotional thing. But that one actually did work for me. I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah,
they just after this scene, they don't do anything with it.
No, they
that's
don't.
That's right. That's exactly.
No, you're right. You're right. There's nothing else about it. But this is the only scene outside of this scene. There's nothing that makes it to where these characters had to be any particular race.
Yeah.
And sure. So it was good that they were like, hey, well, let's cast, you know, somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I thought, mm-hmm. You know, cool. You know, you address race without having to really go into it. But again, these are ideas that, I don't know how they would have handled it. I have no ideas on how to really expand on it. But it does feel like, and if you watch the movie, you see what we're saying. It does feel like, well, okay, we mentioned it. Let's move on.
All these big things they bring up is this window dressing.
Yeah.
On top of the action. And it's like, this is all interesting stuff, but it's going to go to that generic conclusion because they set it up, especially after the third act, start of the third act.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's that's great because, you know, look, these actors, man, in here, they're good. I like them.
No one's bad.
No one's bad, but what they're given is... You know, they're given a lot of, let me see if I can find some of this here. Because they're given a lot of dialogue that is just, the actors are good, but the dialogue they're given is just, man, it's just really, really cliche. It's really cliche action.
Military speech.
B-movie action, I was going to say, and military action movie mm-hmm, speech. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, the whole take on war is hell. This is from the scene earlier where you can hear some of the dialogue where they're talking about, you know, oh, war is bad. And like, okay, we've heard this. The take on this in many other different movies.
From behind a fence, war is ugly. Sometimes you got to get dirty to see any real change.
You know, that's from cop movies, war movies.
Got to break the law to save the law. Yeah. That's what you have to do for justice.
Yeah. Make an omelet, you got to crack a few eggs. Yeah.
While I agree with that, I did like how it came back in later to fortify its training day points, but it was something where this was said kind of off the cuff generically, but then later it was brought back to like, uh-huh.
Yeah. See? I mean, when they came back, the action was cool, but just for me, the dialogue was just terrible. And the actors, to show you the actors are good. I mean, they're doing the best they can with it because I do like the actors in here, man.
Yeah. What's the younger actor's name?
That younger, and let me see if I find
Gummy Bear.
A Gummy Bear. Yeah.
Something Idris.
No, I found a picture of you, Manny. When I heard Idris in his name somewhere, because I looked at that brother and I said, he's British, man.
Yeah, I thought that as well.
Yeah, let me see here. Yeah, because I got this brother here. Because I picked one picture because he is a really handsome guy. You couldn't tell because of all the sweat and shit and blood he was covered in through this. But his name is Damon Idris. And I could see him being like a leading dude in something one day. Because he's good. It's just that he's a real handsome guy. You know, and I can see him leading something where he doesn't have to go through the whole movie being mad. pissed off. He got one kind of
tone. Well, he's mad. Here. He's pissed off. He's insubordinate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so Anthony Mackie is who you really follow with this.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they gave him a lot to do here. And I would even go as far to say, like, there's even points where he has, like, he's shaking. Apparently, there's some reason why he disobeyed an order earlier in the movie. You looking at his hands. His hands are trembling. And you're thinking, like, what's going on with this guy? What is the root of this PTSD that he has? And the movie's just kind of like, you know what? Fuck him. He'll be all
right.
We got
shit
to
right?
Yeah.
We got action to get on, too. He'll be fine. Mm-hmm. we'll get him some help afterwards. But, yeah, they don't follow through on what is going on with this character, really. And that's, again, you know, what they do through a lot of this movie. But, you know, there's personal things I don't like that they do here. Again, not going through to say these things because I'm picking on the movie because I'm not. It's just, you know, I'm just telling you things that kept it from being a movie with promise to something that ended up being a movie that's kind of cool in aspects but lacking. There's a lot of twist in here. And they do something where a lot of the twist, like, you don't need to do this. I got it, man. But they reveal the twist through flashback. And not just flashback, but that echo flashback, you know, where it's kind of hazy and people are, you know, they start to realize, oh, wait a minute, this is why the twist is happening. And then they'll cut to a scene in the
drop
past.
Drop the coffee mug.
Yeah, you know, a person be hazy and they'll have the echo on important dialogue. I told you I got your back. You know, so I'm just like, ah, it's something personal I don't like because that's very heavy-handed to me. But I do like the action in the movie.
I'm mixed on that.
Same.
Because I like the action, but it's all filmed in quick cuts constantly.
Yes, it is.
They're hiding a lot of it.
Yeah, and I was like, man, you got some good choreography here. Just trust yourself to just show it. Set the camera in one spot and let it run.
Yeah.
But everything is quick cuts.
Yeah, no, it is. But I do like it because there are some scenes that I like this right here. You know, I like this scene, you know, that's it's creative, you know, had this been the 90s, that would have been some Chinese, you know, John Woo type shit.
A guy on a roller.
Yeah, on a roller, exactly. Yeah. And plus, my man, when he gets up, there's a point where he get that Tom Cruise run, you know, just
chopping air. I mean, I love that, though.
Air just going down. Neck just broken. Yeah, I love that. Chopping wind, boy. There's certain things he's doing here that I thought was kind of creative, you know, because some of it is very choppy. But then they'll coordinate some stunts that are pretty cool, like, you know, right here, jumping through the window, you know, blasting people. You know, to come in and take away from that, like I say, for every scene that's kind of cool and well choreographed and has a lot of creativity to it, then like you say, there's a lot of editing that just kind of takes away from it, too. Yeah. You know, man, look, for me, I don't need to go on any further. You know, I of course, I want more with this movie because, like I said, I want to see more diversity in these lead roles, especially in science fiction and other areas. But where this movie seems to be kind of pushing that in a little bit, it falls short. It just kind of, you know, gives, like, again, very short explanations for those things and those concepts. And then it moves on to being a very typical action movie. I mean, that's, you know, and that's, like I said, it's something I don't hate. I actually have fun watching it. You know, if this was back in the day when HBO, you know, before we had streaming, if HBO was showing this all the time, I might be coming in from school or I might be at night watching this with my dad and we'd watch it every time it was on. But, you know, as it stands right now, I watched it, enjoyed it. We'll forget about it as soon as it's done, you know, because it is such... It is such a standard action movie. It's just too bad because it has a lot more it could offer right there. But if that's what it wanted to do, then fine. I have no problem with that at all. Like you said, it'd be a great story for a video game.
Mm-hmm.
You hit it right there. But you guys go ahead.
You give your rating?
Yeah, I'll give it. It's a rental. It's you know, it's a positive kind of rental, man. I mean, because I wouldn't rush to see this. You really don't need to. You've seen it all before. But... if you happen to be curious and you cut it on, I think it'll be enough to keep your attention the whole way through.
Yeah. Well, they say from the studio that brought you Extraction and The Old Guard. And I did think about those movies, although those seem to have it together all the way through a lot more than this did. But I I was digging this, you know, but I mean, despite its shortcomings, like I said, it feels like I can't figure out if it's a dumb movie that's smart at times or a smart movie that just happens to be dumb. But, you know, I was willing to roll with it in all its shortcomings. It's just that when it gets to the third act, it gets way too generic and video gamey and like a really bad James Bond movie. And only to get to the very end where I was like, you know, it started out for me as kind of like a low matinee for most of it.
Yeah.
And while it dipped into rental, that ending, it's suddenly smart characters are dumb just to have just to make for the ending they want. And it gets way heavy handed about some shit where you're like, really? This is where you want to make your period? So, and it just started dipping to that some old bullshit area. And I was like, why are you doing this? Because I've been liking you. I was ready to defend you. And now I see what everybody's talking about. It still comes back to being just a rental. Like, when I think about it, I'm like, it's entertaining enough.
It's just that.
This at that point, I was like, I almost wish I cut it off at one point.
Yeah. No, like I said, I'm with you. It's a rental. It's just a straight up rental.
It makes the mistake of presenting, you know, a lot of interesting ideas, even familiar ideas. But it's just like, these could still be a lot of fun, but it just goes halfway with them. It doesn't go that full measure, and it doesn't feel like a lot of what it's doing is earned. And that's kind of frustrating. And it's like, okay, outside of that, that's fine. At least we can go for the action. Honestly, I wasn't really impressed by the action for a lot of it. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of the shootouts, like, they all kind of fall into one big gray blue blur for me. Like, some of the you know, the hand to hand combat choreography was fun, especially with Anthony Mackie at times. But even then, like, the editing, I think, kind of it ruined some of those scenes for me, and that's kind of frustrating. And so the only thing I'm really left with is just some of the actors trying to work with this dialogue that often falls flat. And I did like the whole, you know, Training Day esque relationship between the two leads, and that was fun. But sadly, just like you said, Martin, like you said, Corey, it's that third act that really kind of like poisons the well for me. It's like this, it just kind of goes into that straight, just generic, you know, finale that I was just kind of bored. I know it's going to happen in the next 30 minutes. I kind of just don't want to watch this. It becomes boring, sadly, which, you know, the first two thirds, like, I'm being entertained. You know, it's at home on Netflix. This is a straight rental.
Yeah. I think that's the way everybody feels on this, man. I will tell you what I did like about the action. It's pretty brutal. You know, it's cold. It's cold blooded through a lot of it.
They kill a lot of innocent people.
No, that's the thing. They kill a lot of innocent people.
It opens with that, so you can't complain about it.
No, I actually liked that they did that. That's one of the things I appreciated. We should just follow through, you know?
Yeah.
And now see, this is the kind of thing that makes me look bad. You know, I'm all for the advancement of robo black people, man. You know, I want to see more black people in science fiction. Now you're making me look like I'm holding everything back.
Well, them being black had nothing to do with what was wrong with the movie.
No, that is true. That is true, man. Maybe they set us up, man. they didn't want to give us no good script. They say that for the white robots.
See, we got a black man. He can't even be a black man. He's got to be a robot.
Listen, I'm a combat soldier, but I feel more than you think. I can't do this with eyes on me.
They put your tracker in your back?
Sometimes you gotta get dirty to see any real change. Welcome to the war.